This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. In many ways, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey's State of the State address last night was typical. She outlined an array of proposals for lawmakers to consider this legislative session. But then she said this.
I am willing to call you, the members of the Alabama legislature, into a special session if necessary to focus solely on passing this critical legislation.
That legislation is her plan to increase the state's gas tax. And shortly after the speech, Ivey issued a call for that special session. It starts this morning. We talk about the situation with Brian Lyman. He's state government reporter with the Montgomery Advertiser. Good morning, Brian.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, Ivey had already released her plan for a 10-cent increase to the gas tax that would be phased in over 3 years to fund road and bridge construction. But she's called this special session within a regular session for lawmakers to consider this plan. How does that work?
Well, you can call a special session really at any time. The value for supporters of the gas tax will be that usually in a regular session, there's a procedural hurdle that requires a 3/5 vote of each chamber to bring a bill to the floor for a vote. In a special session, you could bring any bill to the floor to a vote, and you'd only need a simple majority. So that's the thinking behind calling a special session. It'll make it easier to get this thing passed. It's very rare to see a special session within a session. I can't think of any really over the past 10 years that have occurred within a special session. Normally they occur right before or right after, and typically it's because the budgets are now. So yes, this is a very unusual situation.
Well, this was anticipated by lawmakers. What's been their reaction to this special session?
For the most part, I think leadership is more than happy to do this because I think in the Senate, the gas tax seems to have broad support. The real question is in the Alabama House, where there seems to be a lack of consensus in both the Republican and the Democratic caucuses for pushing this tax. There's probably like a solid core of Republican representatives who are just fully opposed to this tax. Speaking with some representatives, there's a lot more indifference, or maybe not indifference, but I think there's a number of representatives who just want to see how things are going.
Well, apart from the gas tax, what else did you hear Governor Ivey touch on in her speech last night?
I think the major thing was she called for raises for both teachers and state employees. The teacher pay raise was expected, and a 4% pay raise would be higher than the 2.5% pay raise teachers got last year. More surprising, I think, was the state employee pay raise. She called for another 2% for state employees. That was less discussed in the lead-up to this, but I think that was something that obviously state employees would welcome, and that also has support from the key budget chairs in both chambers. Other thing was the governor's calling for $31 million to hire new personnel for the state's prisons, which are racked with violence and are having a difficult time holding on to correctional officers, both due to the violence and the low pay. The correction system is under what in effect amounts to a court order to hire more than 2,000 more staffers in the next 3 years. Corrections wants to hire 500 this year. We have a really strong economy, and it's going to be very hard to bring in even close to 500 correctional officers without considerably sweetening the pay and benefits package. So that's going to be something major that's going to take up the session.
Brian Lyman is the state government reporter for the Montgomery Advertiser. Brian, good to have you with us.
Always a pleasure, Andrew. Thanks so much.